The era of nuclear weapons reduction is over, and the world is entered into its most dangerous arms race. By Giancarlo Elia Valori. The Swedish think tank Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI, published its 2025 yearbook on June 16, providing an updated assessment of the current state of global armaments, disarmament, and international security. The report warns that, with the current arms control mechanism seriously weakened, the world is entering a more dangerous and unpredictable nuclear arms race. The 9 nuclear-armed states continue to increase their global stockpiles, bringing them to 12,241 units. SIPRI pointed out that in 2024, the People's Republic of China, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, North Korea, France, India, Israel, Pakistan, the United Kingdom, Russia, and the United States of America were actively promoting the modernization of nuclear weapons and adding new strategic and tactical warheads. As of January 2025, it is estimated that there were 12,241 nuclear warheads worldwide, of which approximately 9,614 were in military arsenals, operational at any given time. Approximately 3,912 were deployed on missiles and aircraft. And another 2,100 were kept on high alert, mainly managed by the United States and Russia. SIPRI also noted for the first time that the PRC may have some of these warheads loaded onto its missiles in normal times. Since the end of the Cold War, the United States and Russia have continued to dismantle decommissioned nuclear warheads, and the total number of nuclear weapons in the world has decreased year by year. However, the report predicts that this trend will reverse in the coming years, as the rate of dismantlement has slowed and the deployment of new weapons is accelerating. Hans M. Christensen, research associate for SIPRI's Program on Weapons of Mass Destruction and director of the Nuclear Information Project at the Federation of American Scientists, FOSS, said. The era of nuclear arms reduction since the Cold War is ending. We are seeing a clear trend towards increasing nuclear arsenals, heightened nuclear deterrence rhetoric, and the abandonment of arms control agreements. The United States and Russia hold 90% of the world's stockpiles of nuclear weapons, and the two sides have almost stopped talking about arms control. Washington and Moscow still control about 90% of the world's nuclear warheads. The number of warheads available in the two countries will remain roughly stable in 2025, but both countries are promoting large-scale modernization, and the range and diversity of their warheads could increase further in the future. If the 2010 new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty is not renewed after its expiration in February 2026, the number of nuclear warheads deployed on strategic missiles by both countries will inevitably increase. The United States' Comprehensive Modernization Plan is experiencing delays due to budget and schedule delays, and the addition of new tactical nuclear weapons has further exacerbated financial pressures. Russia's modernization efforts have also been hampered by the failed test launch of the RS-28 Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile and slower than expected progress on other system upgrades. However, SIPRI believes that both countries' deployments could still increase in the coming years. Russia can carry more warheads on a missile and refill inactive launch silos, while the United States could restart inactive launch vehicles and add new tactical nuclear weapons to respond to the nuclear expansion of the People's Republic of China. SIPRI also pointed out that dialogue between the United States and Russia on arms control has been virtually halted. Although the United States and the PRC still have contact in some areas, progress in nuclear dialogue has been limited by the Taiwan issue and economic sanctions. In the future, the world may face an unchecked trilateral nuclear arms race. The PRC's rapid nuclear expansion has led it to become the world leader, with an annual increase of 100%. SIPRI estimates that the PRC currently possesses at least 600 nuclear warheads, with an average annual increase of about 100 warheads starting in 2023, making it the fastest-growing country in the world. By early 2025, the PRC had built or was nearing completion of approximately 350 new silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, at 3 large sites in the northern desert and 3 locations in the eastern mountainous region. If fully operational, the PRC could possess a number of ICBMs comparable to those of the United States and Russia by 2030. However, even if the total number of nuclear warheads in 2035 reached the estimated maximum limit of 1,500, it would still represent only about 1/3 of the current stockpiles of the United States and Russia. Sipri also pointed out that the PRC has deployed two types of missiles capable of carrying multiple warheads, and has significantly expanded its nuclear facilities, becoming the only country currently expanding its range, upgrading its vehicles, and improving its deployment status at the same time. Smith warned that the new arms race carries greater risks and uncertainties than ever before, as technologies such as artificial intelligence, information technology, space technology, missile defense, and quantum technology are redefining nuclear deterrence and could undermine the security of countries' strategic assets. For example, while AI-assisted decision-making systems can improve efficiency, they can also instantly increase the risk of nuclear conflict due to misjudgments of information or technical failures, Smith pointed out. Who will take the lead in the new arms race will be more elusive, and the traditional quantitative and qualitative formula for arms control will no longer be valid. More and more countries are discussing the possession or sharing of nuclear weapons, raising questions about the myth of nuclear security. Many countries in East Asia, Europe, and the Near and Middle East have recently re-evaluated their nuclear positions and strategies, suggesting that in the future, more countries may seek to acquire national nuclear weapons or accept their use. Meanwhile, the issue of shared nuclear weapons has intensified. Belarus and Russia have repeatedly claimed to have deployed nuclear missiles in Belarus. Some European NATO members have expressed their willingness to accept US nuclear weapons. And French President Emmanuel Macron has reiterated that France's nuclear deterrent should have a European dimension. French President Emmanuel Macron has repeatedly mentioned the aforementioned European dimension, implying that French nuclear weapons should not only protect France, but also provide nuclear deterrence for the entire continent. This concept is similar to the United States' extended deterrence for NATO allies, but the French proposal aims to create an independent European nuclear umbrella and reduce dependence on the United States. With Trump's return to the White House and questions about the United States' commitment to Europe, this concept has attracted considerable attention. However, given the limited size of France's nuclear arsenal, approximately 290 missiles, and the complex political and legal implications involved, EU members have divergent views on this issue, with key members such as Germany remaining cautious. Furthermore, Sipri points out that approximately 1,100 tons of highly enriched uranium and 140 tons of usable plutonium remain in a militarily usable state worldwide, emphasizing that countries still have a long way to go in controlling and monitoring fissile materials. Discussions in the Republic of Korea, South, about independent possession of nuclear weapons have intensified due to growing threats from the DPRK, North. And as Iran faces an indirect conflict with Israel, voices have been raised in the country considering the development of a nuclear deterrent. But in reality, nuclear weapons cannot guarantee security, but are capable of putting people in greater danger due to the spread of misinformation. Nuclear security in times of war faces challenges, and international standards are insufficient. The Sipri Yearbook 2025 also examines the geopolitical impact of the wars in Ukraine, Gaza, and other regions, and points out that Trump's return to the White House in early 2025 marks a major shift in U.S. diplomacy and relations with its allies, adding further uncertainty to the European-U.S. alliance, international aid, and economic and trade prospects. Sipri also pointed out that the Russian military attacked Ukrainian nuclear power plants several times in 2024. Highlighting serious shortcomings in the current mechanism for protecting nuclear facilities in wartime. Although the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, continued to monitor the site, international regulations on the matter were still inadequate. In conclusion, Japan's activities should be mentioned. In 2024, 12 countries, led by Japan, launched an interregional initiative to restart negotiations on the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty, FMCT. The other 11 are Australia, Brazil, Canada, the Philippines, France, Germany, Italy, Nigeria, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and the United States of America. In addition, former Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, October 4, 2021 October 1, 2024, reiterated his call for a world without nuclear weapons during a peace memorial ceremony held in Hiroshima on August 6, 2024. Kishida had already announced the Hiroshima Vision on Nuclear Disarmament at the 49th G7 Summit, held from May 19 to 21, 2023, also in that city. All this is in line with Japan's three non-nuclear principles, a defense policy announced in 1967. Not to possess, produce, or introduce nuclear weapons. Author. Giancarlo Elia Valori, Honorable de l'Académie des Sciences de l'Institut de France, Honorary Professor at the Peking University, and President of the Foundation for International Studies in Geopolitics. He plays a leading role in fostering dialogue and cooperation between countries. Published on World Geostrategic Insights on October 28, 2025. The opinions expressed in this article are solely those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of World Geostrategic Insights.